Baltimore Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is the third part of a four-part conversation about Floor Expo. My guests are all from Floor Expo. With us, Dave Giesling, he's the Chief Executive Officer. Jay Smith is with us, he's the President of Floor Expo. And Graham Howerton, he's the VP of the Multifamily Solutions Unit of Floor Expo. A while back, during the housing boom, we had some of your members on, the single-family organizations, and we were talking about their relationship with the home builders, their customers, and how they were really getting more demanding, I guess. That was during good times. What's happening during these slump times?
Well, they certainly haven't, backed up on any of that. I would say maybe one thing that's changed is a lot of the sort of nice-to-have efforts, channel management things and computer issues, IT issues, things like that, seem like it kind of went to the back burner, and there seems to have been, and this is just anecdotal, but talking to the guys, there seems to have been a shift back to, okay, let's get this house built, let's get it at the right number, at the right quality. So there's been, I guess you'd say, a back to basics, but certainly, especially amongst the national builders, that level of expertise required, the level of pencil sharpening that's required, that hasn't changed, but probably been a little bit of a back to basics mentality with the current environment being what it is.
I've read some articles that some people are saying they expect the size of homes to get smaller, maybe more simpler once this whole thing works its way through. Do you see that in the cards?
Well, we think, yeah, the look is going to change. I think it's going to happen slowly, but we think it's going to not only change in terms of square footage, it's going to change in what it looks like. We think there's going to be more attached products. We think there's going to be more cluster homes. We think there's going to be more vertical product. We think there's going to be more infill projects out there. And we also think the buyer is going to be different. One in five families speaks a language other than English in their home today. So that's going to be a factor as we move forward, too, the changing demographic of the home buyer. But I'm sure you're going to want to talk about looking forward, but that really is a positive. All those things, we think, is cities are going to become more dense, and that's why you Dave mentioned a minute ago, one of the things we're looking at is diversification. I talked about it a little bit. That's important because it is moving.
So really, the home builder is not going to look the same once this whole situation turns around, and I guess the consumer is certainly not going to be the same. I guess the credit situation is not going to be like it had been for the last couple of years.
No, but I got to tell you, while that's a tough moment now, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing overall, because while easy credit certainly helped fuel the run-up, it's also a big part of why we're a little bit out of whack today. There are crazy products in the marketplace, reverse amortization, interest only, really aggressive ARMs, and it was made available to folks that were, if not outright unqualified, they were certainly underqualified. And a lot of that wealth, that feeling of wealth, was false.
Right.
And so that's come home to roost now, and certainly there's been a shift now. In fact, I was talking to one of our members that happened to be out in California, where it is becoming more difficult to get folks who want to buy to the closing table due to that tightening right now. So there's no doubt that's a factor.
So does that mean that the level of homes, of new homes being built, is, I won't say never, but at least it's going to be difficult to ever reach the levels that we've seen in 2004, 2005?
Well, it was
was that really on the back?
There's no question about it, and we built more than we needed. But in terms of never getting there, my dad taught me never say never, so I won't say it here today. But I'll tell you what keeps us going and keeps the Floor Expo membership going as we look out, and that is the long-term demographics for the space that we play in are very favorable. Depending on the source, there's several different looks. We're going to build around 23 to 25 million, or create 23 to 25 million new households between now and the year 2025. That's healthy, and that keeps us going. The other thing, housing, owning your own home is the American dream. We don't see that changing. I think that's an important factor. And I guess sort of the third thing that we get real positive about is we sometimes forget about it, but the United States is undoubtedly the most proactive company to, or country to encourage home ownership in the whole world. We do it through tax policy, lending policies, the whole thing, and that's not going to change either. So demographics are good, the policies are good, and the American dream is to own a home, and that's not changing. So, you know, we're not singing the blues here. We're in a tough moment. And tough people last, tough moments don't. That's our attitude about it.
But in the foreseeable future, the next 5-6 years, it's going to be difficult to reach those levels we enjoyed earlier in this decade, though. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I wouldn't argue with that.
I gotcha. Now, I know there's a lot of programs that that Home Solutions offers. Talk a bit about those. And, Graham, I want to ask you the same question about the multifamily side. Just talk about some of the programs so we can better understand the organizations. Graham, why don't you go first?
Sure. Dave, we're focused on a couple of major initiatives this year, but at the core of the offerings we provide that are available year on year to our members are things like our best practices program, which we'll be holding our next seminar in Dallas, Texas on November 8th and 9th, and that is where our business owners come together for a day and a half and learn and share over a seminar that's built around 85 best practices that are specifically from the multifamily flooring market segment. There's not been anything like this built or offered in our industry before, so for our members to come together over a day and a half and learn in the financial arena and the operations side and the compensation side and the building a business plan side of things, to learn about all of those different best practices specifically suited for their industry is a really beneficial program. And when you're talking about an impact for our members, and in some cases for our sort of medium-sized members, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars that's brought to their bottom lines in a positive way by sitting through a program like this, because it's information that's not available to this segment normally. You know, you can't pick up the phone and talk to your competitor down the road and share all your financial information. But you can and will do that with a member who's in L.A. when you operate in D.C. So it's just another part of the dynamic that Jay was talking about earlier that really helps fuel our group. But we're also really driving our guys on the marketing technology side. We're building websites for our members. We're building and creating their brochures. We're putting together email and direct mail campaigns on their behalf. We're becoming a savvier marketing group because we know that's what our customers demand and that's what we need to be successful in business. So Market Suite, and Jay will probably talk about that a little more in a minute, but that's a really important part of what we do. And then for 2008, we're going to focus on two important issues. One of them you've heard is diversification. For our guys, it's about becoming more important to our customers, to our existing customers. So can we provide them with window treatments? Can we provide them with painting services? Can we do carpet cleaning and resurfacing for them? So we're all sharing and learning about those businesses that can be added in on top of the flooring services we provide.
Interesting.
And then the big one for us, Dave, is we're really going to put together a meaningful and impactful environmentally friendly program. We already are a big part of the whole recycling project that's going on across the country today related to carpet and carpet pad. We have been and are doing that in, you know, as I mentioned before, over 70 markets nationally. So we're going to put together that piece of the puzzle along with some great products that are environmentally friendly and really going to try to lead the marketplace with our green story, if you will, related to environmentally friendly products.
I got you. Jay, how about some of your programs on the single family side?
Well, Graham did so well there. We're doing a lot of these programs cross over. They have different flavors, different looks, different feels, but the green crosses over, the market the market suite technology crosses over. It just takes on a different look and feel for the different businesses. One thing, you know, we're working on a lot of different things. I'll mention two just for the sake of brevity. One is, because business is down, we are working harder than ever at focusing and driving all of our business to our partner suppliers out there. The folks that support Floor Expo from the manufacturing supply community deserve that support, because their business is impacted now too, and we're doing a lot of different programs to make sure that every order out there gets to one of our partner suppliers, and that's who's fulfilling it. And we're doing a lot of different things. A couple examples, you know, an example of that would be our Delta program, which is where we're trying to actually drive select products with different manufacturers. And then the other thing is our Supply Connect program, which Andy Hogan runs for us, and he's actually out delivering one of those today, where we go in to one of our members, a new member today, I might add, and totally gets into their purchasing habits and realigns them in a very detailed way. It's a full-day program to drive business to the folks that are on the Floor Expo team. So that's usually important. The second thing I'll share now is you heard Graham mention the best practices program mm-hmm. on the multifamily side. We did that on the builder side several years ago, and late this fall, early next year, we're going to be rolling out a new version of that best practices program that will include all updated new practices and this is very key, the first ever in our business, Dave, design center best practices. We've done comprehensive surveying. We've done site visits. We've brought folks in here, and we've created a really I'm blown away by the depth of this design center community best practices. And the credit for building that goes to Kathy Van Pelt, who runs the Home Solution Design Community. So in addition to a lot of things we have going on, that's two things that are big for us right now.
This will conclude the third part of a four-part conversation about Floor Expo. My guests are all from Floor Expo. Dave Giesling's with us. He's the Chief Executive Officer. Jay Smith is with us. He's the President of Floor Expo. And Graham Howerton's with us, the VP of the Multifamily Solutions Unit of Floor Expo. We'll air the fourth and final part of this series tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.